This is the Wealthy Wednesday Radio Show with your host, Lucy McMonagle, a money manifester, coach, and public speaker who's on a mission to helping you create more wealth in your life and business. This show will inspire and empower you with various topics and has expert guests. Let's welcome your host, Lucy McMonagle.
Welcome to the Wealthy Wednesday Radio Show. This is your host, Lucy McMonagle, and it's such a pleasure to be with you again this week. I'm so incredibly excited about our guest. And before we discuss our guest, please go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/Wealthy Wednesday Radio and like our page. Let us know what you think about the Wealthy Wednesday Radio Show and leave your comments on what topics you would like us to cover in the future. Today we have Helen Chang, and she is a best-selling book ghostwriter and the CEO of Author Bridge Media. The company has assisted nearly 300 authors to write and publish their books for more credibility, revenue, and raving fans. Helen is known as the unassuming ghostwriter. She is a best-selling ghostwriter, author, and CEO, and she has had clients such as Michael Gerber of the E-Myth series, Danny Johnson of ABC's Secret Millionaires, and Scott McGillivray of HGTV's Income Property. Prior to writing books, she was a journalist with stories published in Business Week and the Wall Street Journal. Let's give a warm welcome to Helen. Welcome to the show, Helen.
Hi, Lucy. Thank you so much for having me. And thank you to our audience that's listening today. Thank you.
Wow. You have had so much credibility and so much exposure as being the ghostwriter behind these top brand names, and for over 300 authors, you and your company has been able to truly bring people's voice out into the world. And you know, some individuals might be wondering, well, what's the benefits of having a book? Can you kind of describe what are some of the benefits of having a book for individuals who might be thinking about being an author?
Absolutely. Thank you for asking that, Lucy. So, you know, a lot of people, especially if they're running a business, they want a way to stand out. They want to get their unique business method, their systems, and their stories out there so that they can be seen as an expert in their field. They can really stand out and become a thought leader and attract clients through that. So a book is a fantastic way to really stand your ground and mark your place in the marketplace, to have something to give to your existing clients, your potential clients, to your referral sources, to have a physical, brochure, marketing brochure, a physical item that you can hand to people or mail to people or point them to on Amazon, and that they will keep and remember you by far more than, say, a business card or a marketing brochure or flyer that they can easily throw away. And, you know, a book really does attract revenue as well. We've had lots of authors who've increased their businesses by 25 to 50% because of a book and how it's brought new clients to them. And then lastly, you know, a book is really great for just inspiring people. If you've got a message to share, people are looking on Amazon 24 hours a day at night, and it's a great way for them to find you and connect with you and learn about you, and really just for you to make a difference in their lives for people all around the world.
Wow. Wow, that is so true. And books truly do impact other individuals. It makes a difference in their life. And many people swear by books that have saved their own lives. So that's very important. If you have a message and you would like to get this message out into the world, consider the benefits of having a book. Now, Helen, you have been a writer for the Wall Street Journal, Business Newsweek, and so many other places when you were a journalist. And now that you're a ghostwriter, you have a lot of different facets of being able to truly impact other individuals. But how long have you been writing?
Well, I've been writing since I was 5 years old. I love writing. And I grew up and became a journalist, and I specialized in business and spiritual stories. And in all of those stories, I just really noticed how the really successful people out there, all the top leaders and thinkers, they went through a period of failure and despair. And that gave them the impetus to really think about things, which resulted in them developing systems, methods, and wisdom that they are now at a position to be able to share with others. And I was fortunate enough that in 2008, one of these business leaders asked me to write a book. And I wrote a book, and I was very excited because I had worked with them on their workbooks. And now we were going to be able to do a book and really get that person's personal story, this very successful author. And the marketing team was all prepared. This was my first book, right? So I was really, really excited. I was like, oh, good, I can actually do this and have a hero's journey. And the marketing team had the infomercial set up, everything set up. I started to interview the author and get the scene and the dialogue and, you know, his rags to riches story of how he had almost lost his family from a medical issue, bankruptcy, foreclosure, and how he had become a very successful business person later on. So I was really excited. I wrote the book in 3 months. And what happened was that there was a phone call, and the marketing person, the marketing manager was on the call, the author was on the call. And I was there really excited. This was my dream. I was going to be able to write books for people. I was going to make this transition and write books. And the marketing manager said on the phone, this is a good book, but it's not marketable. Meaning there was a lot of personal story, but we weren't sharing methods from the author. And I was just devastated. And I was, you know, I just put down the phone and lay on the couch. I think I crawled into bed for 3 days. I just felt like a total failure. I felt like, wow, I really don't know how to write books. And my dreams of becoming a book writer were devastated. I thought I was a great writer, but I just didn't know how to write this piece. And so I kind of crawled out of bed and went to study more business books and really looked at how could I integrate that personal story of the author that would be emotionally compelling and yet also share his methods and techniques and be able to engage a reader in that way. And so, you know, the infomercials, everything got put on hold. But 4 months later, I came back with a book that had everything there. And 7 years later, the author told me that book had been reprinted 5 times and it had helped him build a business of $100 million. So that book ended up, you know, taking him to the next level of business, notoriety, revenue, credibility, and inspiring many, many people who came back and said how much that book had made a difference. So I became very committed to helping other business people and authors to both tell their personal story in a way that creates an emotional connection and also shares their expertise and credibility so that they can raise their business, that they can be known in the marketplace, and that they can touch millions of people's lives. So that's kind of my writing journey, and it's been several years since then now.
Wow. Wow, and there is a difference between just writing a book and providing content and writing a book and having an emotional connection with the audience.
Yes, exactly. Because the emotional connection is what makes you unique and different. It makes you human to your reader, and that makes the reader feel like you understand them and that you can help them go on this transformational journey from where they are now in whatever problem or pressure or emotional challenge they may be facing to the triumph and success that you have experienced so that they want to go on this journey with you and experience the joy and the triumph and success and wisdom that you have gained and that you have to offer.
Wow. And that makes a huge impact on the world. And, you know, you personally, you were given this ability to become a ghostwriter many, many years ago. How exactly do you work as a ghostwriter? Can you explain on how that works?
Yes, absolutely. So the first thing I do is I offer a free, consultation for an hour where we really explore the goals, the purpose of that particular book, because the book itself has to fit in with helping the author achieve an end game with their business and their life. And that may be to increase their credibility. It may be to boost their business. It may be to leave a legacy or so on. So once we get clear on the goals, then we go into what I call the five steps of writing the book. So the first step is planning the book and creating the blueprint and getting your message really clear and your topics really clear. Then the next step is to tell my story. So once we know what the blueprint is, usually I will interview or myself or someone from my team will interview the author, and that could be anywhere from 9 to 20 or 30 hours, depending on the length of the book, really just getting their story and getting it out on tape, recording, and on paper. The third step is where we actually write. And in writing the book, we have three drafts, and that's putting it into place, having the structure there, having the content there, and finally honing for voice and message. The fourth step is what we call make my sentences smooth, where we're copy editing it for spelling, grammar, sentence flow, and so on. And the last step is dot my I's, where we are proofreading it to make sure any stray mistakes and typos are cleaned up so that that manuscript looks sharp and the final product looks very, very clean. So those five steps take the author from idea to polished manuscript in anywhere from 3 to 4 months, sometimes less, sometimes more, depending on the length of the book. And if we're taking them through design and publishing, we're actually able to take them from idea to published book in as little as 6 months.
Wow. Wow, that's a really short period, 3 to 4 months to get the book written and 3 to 6 months in order to get it to be published.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now you mentioned that you record the author's story and then from there you write three different drafts. How does that ensure that the author's voice is really going to be translated in the books, considering that you would be ghostwriting for them?
Yes, excellent question. So when we're interviewing, we're really asking key questions, not just how they do things, not just what are the steps and the methods, and that's a very, very important part of it, but also their insights, the personal stories, the anecdotes that led to that particular step or system. And in explaining that, the author is sharing with the reader as if the reader is sitting across from a kitchen table from them. And during that interview, we're recording it. So the author is speaking the way they would speak to someone sitting across from them at a kitchen table and explaining this and sharing their stories. So through the recordings and the transcripts, we get the exact words, the exact phrases, the exact turn of speech that an author will use. And when we're writing it, we're using that and we're cleaning it up and we're organizing it so that we're not making up a lot of phrases. We're filling in the blanks and we're streamlining. But we're, as much as possible, using the actual words and phrases and speech patterns that that particular author uses. And As I said in the drafts, the first draft, we're kind of getting the content down, laying it all out. So we'll get to about 80%. The second draft, we answer a lot of questions and fill out the logic, and we get to about 100%. And the third draft, we're really honing for that voice and that theme, making sure that it's consistent throughout, making sure that these are actual words and phrases that the author would use. And meanwhile, the author is checking you know, they'll let us know if we have things that are incorrect or words or phrases that need to be changed. So by the third draft, the author has a pretty solid manuscript that they have read, that they have approved, and that they can be happy with.
Wow. That's really, really detailed information in regards to, you know, the 80% for the first draft, 100% for the second draft. And then on the third draft, that's where you do the voice and the theme to ensure that it's truly the author's voice. And utilizing all of the hours for recording, listening to their phrases, listening to their anecdotes and exactly how they speak so that you can put the content together in a fashion that makes sense to the audience.
Exactly. Exactly. And if we have some time later, Lucy, I'd be happy to read from some of the books that we have just to give you a flavor of the different voices of some of the authors we've worked with.
Fabulous. Yeah, fabulous. So we will see if we will have the time at the end. I'm sure that would be extremely exciting to know just how different the voices sound from different authors, so that if you are considering having a book but you just don't have the time to completely write the book, or you're not sure of the proper structure of a book or how you're able to combine what your story is along with your expertise in a book, then Helen and her team will be able to help you and empower you so that you can truly do that. And some of the questions some other people might ask is, how does a person combine their personal story and expertise in one book? Or should they like have two different books maybe within one? Or how does that work for doing the personal story and expertise?
Absolutely. So I often have people come up to me and they say, wow, you know, I've been through so much. I suffered through this or I suffered through that. And I also have a thriving business doing this or doing that. And I think I have two separate books here. And we'll really take a look at what their goals are and where they want to go. And often I find that it's actually one book. Because personal stories without expertise, that's kind of like a memoir. But a lot of people don't really care. Unless you're a famous person, your personal stories are only going to be interesting to, say, your family or your friends. If you're a business person and you want to share your expertise, chances are that there's hundreds, dozens or hundreds of other authors on Amazon who have already written about that particular topic. So how are you going to make your expertise different, your book stand out from others? Well, by combining the two, the personal story and the expertise together in one book, you're going to have a book that really stands out and, as we said before, makes an emotional connection. So let me give you an example. One of our authors, her name is Jessica Cox. She's a motivational speaker, speaks all around the world. She's a certified airplane pilot. She's a black belt, Taekwondo state champ holder. She's just done tons of stuff. She's been on CNN, Fox, Ellen, and so on. She also happened to have been born without arms. So she uses her feet for everything she does, including handling the steering wheel of the pilot, of the plane that she's in when she's flying a plane. She uses her feet in Taekwondo, and she comes on stage and speaking and talks about motivation and success. So we could have very easily written a book that was about how she grew up without arms, what she had to fight when she was in high school, what she had to overcome, and, you know, how she became a successful speaker. But who she really wanted to empower were companies that hire her, or the audiences that are with the companies that hire her when she gives her speeches. Her goal with the book was to have a book help and to raise her, be able to bundle with her speaking engagements and raise her speaking fees, and also have a bundle with a documentary that was being filmed about her. And her real goal was to inspire people and lift their faith and show them that everything that they wanted would be possible. So we ended up with a book that actually was structured based on the qualities that she really wanted to share, including courage, innovation, balance, persistence, support, and faith. So instead of writing a book that was a chronological description of her life, it was a book based on the qualities, and then we took stories from her life that supported each of those qualities. So we talked about her childhood in reaching for your dreams, or innovation, how she had to figure out a way to move a television from her dad's house to her new apartment, and so on. So we ended up choosing stories that supported the qualities instead. And she has a fantastic book, Disarm Your Limits, The Flight Formula to Lift You to Success and Propel You to the Next Horizon. The book sold out 3,000 copies in the first 4 months, I believe it is. And then she had requests from publishers in Germany and in Taiwan to publish her book and translate it to their local languages. So she's had enormous success, and the book serves as a motivational tool beyond just a story about herself. So if you're able to combine your story with your expertise, you have a powerful tool that supports your business and your credibility, and also makes you stand out as a person.
Wow. That's really important, to be able to stand out as a person, get your personal story out there, and combine your expertise in looking at the qualities that you truly value in instilling those in your book. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of our audiences, they're looking at, wow, I have so many personal stories and I can combine them into one, and, you know, looking at the qualities and using my expertise and making this into a personal journey. Mm-hmm. And that's also giving not only your story, but also giving your expertise and using it as a business tool, as a life tool, and an empowerment tool for other people. So once an individual is combined with all of that and has the ghostwriting and has decided to get the book started, then they start looking at, how did I design it? How do I get it published? What entails getting your book designed and published?
Yeah. So the design stage, a lot of people think, oh, I'll just get a cheap designer and get a cheap cover and quickly get a graphic designer. Or they might say, oh, I have a friend or I have a cousin who does design or who knows how to draw, and I'll have them make the cover for me. And what the pitfall is about that is that a professional book designer understands what it takes for a book to look attractive and to pull people in, not just when you hold the book, when you're giving it to people, when you're standing from a stage speaking and you're holding that book, but but also on Amazon when it's a thumbnail and there are thousands and millions of other books that Amazon is presenting to the person searching, and that your cover really has to draw them in. So a really good book designer understands that and how to create that image that's both going to brand you and your business, but that's also going to represent the story and the message that your story has. The title is also very important in that process of having a title that's going to be evocative and at the same time pull people in. So let's see. So for instance, I just shared with you about Jessica's book. So her title was Disarm Your Limits. It was a play on the arm and going beyond your limits. We had another author who was an insurance agent, and the book cover is called If an Elephant Sits on You, Are You Covered? How to Talk to Your Insurance Agent to Be Properly Insured. So that title is, again, very unique, and it's going to be remembered and sets you up for series. As far as getting published goes, there's a few ways to get published. Most of our clients, they're entrepreneurs. They're used to owning and controlling their content, and they want to have the copyrights and everything, and they want to be able to use that book as part of a overall marketing mix to bring in business or to give to people. So self-publishing is the best way to go with that. And we guide our authors through that publishing process. So they actually set up their own publishing companies that they own and have for the life of the product. And the book is then published on Kindle, on Amazon, on Audible, if they want an audio version of the book, as well as having printed copies that they can keep, whether that's a soft cover or a hard cover, that they control, that the author controls, and they can order directly on a wholesale basis from a printer and have that book available. And again, that the author controls through their publishing company for the life of the book, for the life of the product. So usually that's how we guide our authors to get their books designed, branded, and published.
Wow. Now, you mentioned that they start their own publishing company, mm-hmm. which is self-publishing. And you mentioned that that's the best way. That's how you guide individuals. Can you tell us the difference between the different publishing models so that people can understand? And can you explain what does it mean by they self-publish and they become their own publishing company? What exactly does that entail?
Right. So in the old days, as long ago as 20 years ago, maybe 30 years ago, it used to be that the publishing world was controlled by established publishing companies. And the top six are like Simon & Schuster, Hachette, Random House, and so on. And with that model, the traditional publishing model, you basically had to apply and be accepted by them to get published. So that's a traditional publishing model, and I'll go into it more. The second type of publishing model is the self-publishing, the independent publishing, where you go on Amazon, you do things yourself. And the third model is the hybrid model. So hybrid model is kind of in between. So let me go back to the traditional publishing model, and I'll explain that. And as I said, that is with established publishing houses. And these publishing houses, basically, they help authors get out there. They have an established publishing name. But the gatekeepers for the traditional publishing model are literary agents. So you might want to think of it as like a real estate agent that puts your house out on the market. Well, you want to go through a literary agent that's going to shop your book proposal to a traditional publisher. So the the competition is very, very high for literary agents as well as for publishing companies. And what the traditional publishing companies are looking for are people who can prove that they can sell many, many copies. And generally, they're looking for a minimum of being able to sell 10,000 copies. So what you're going to do working with your literary agent is create what's called a book proposal, kind of like a business plan, where you're going to show what your book is about, why you're different as an author, what your marketing plan is, how you're going to reach people who are going to buy, as you know, buy a lot of books, whether that's through your social media, your speaking engagements, your Facebook page, your whatever, what they call the your platform, so you can reach those people and sell copies. In return, the publishing company is going to take generally 90% of that, of the cost of the book, the price of the book, and your literary agent is going to take 15% of what you have. So what that means is that if your book retails for $20, the publishing company is going to take $18. You know what? Let's make this easier. Let's say it's a $10 book. The publishing company will take $9. Your literary agent will take 15% of your 10%, your $1, which leaves you with 85 cents. So for a $10 book, every $10 book that's sold, you will earn 85 cents. And the publishing company owns the rights to your content, and you're going to have to pay them extra for any kind of books that you want to give to other people. Okay, that's the traditional model. With the self-publishing model, you're paying for everything up front, all your services up front, you're setting up a company. What we mean by setting up is that it can be a DBA. It can be an LLC later. You don't really want to incorporate it from the beginning until it generates revenue. But, you know, let's say a DBA of your own company, and that name, so let's call it Wise Women Publishing or Wealthy Women Publishing for example's sake. And on Amazon, on Kindle, in the book itself, we're going to say published by Wealthy Women Publishing, which, of course, you as the author own. And all the royalties that come from Amazon or that you collect, you get to keep. So going back to this example, a $10 book, it might cost $1 to print. So what happens is that you're paying the printer directly $1. And that extra $9 you get to keep. You might use some of it to pay a commission to Amazon. You're going to use it to pay for whatever other expenses, shipping or whatever. But generally, you're making $9 out of 10. You're selling your books directly to your audience. So it's a very lucrative way if you're doing the marketing anyway. Whereas in a hybrid situation, you're hiring somebody, a different publishing company, a different press out there. They have their own publishing company. And basically what they're doing is they're setting up a relationship with a printer, and they're charging you for that. So you're paying them for editing services, design services up front, and you're paying extra for the book. So again, going back to this $10 book, the printing cost might be $1 per copy, but the hybrid company is going to charge you $6 for the book, and they're going to say that, oh, well, you get a 40% royalty. But anytime you want to order books to use at your marketing events or your speaking events, you're paying them $6 on your $10 book, and they're really not doing much because you're still doing the marketing. So in all three models, traditional, self-publishing, and hybrid, you're doing all the marketing yourself for the book, and of the primary marketing, and you are still paying for a lot of the services that need to be done, but your take is different and the cost to you is different. So with, again, with our authors, I mean, we actually help authors through all three models, and we've had authors very successful published through traditional publishers. However, I would say the large portion of our authors, including Michael Gerber, in this current publishing environment, now go for the self-publishing option. They set up their own companies because they're going to be able to keep the lion's share of the revenue, and they themselves control the cost of the printing. They themselves make the profit from the printing. And like I said, most of our authors and most of your listeners on this show have their own business. They're entrepreneurs. They know how they're going to be doing their marketing. They're getting their book out there. So why give that extra money to other people who aren't really going to help with the sales and marketing effort? Why not keep that book and have a company that you can pass on to other people later on?
Wow. Well, that's really informative, and that really makes a lot of sense on the three different publishing models. Many people might know about the traditional, and they might know about the self-publishing, but they might not have known about the hybrid. And we're just about halfway through the show. We're going to be taking a short break to honor our sponsors, but I wanted to make sure that our audience knows about the fabulous free gift that you have for them, and how can they get a hold of that free gift, and how can they get a hold of you? Could you please give them your information?
Absolutely. So we've got a free ebook called 37 Ways to Generate Revenue with your book. So you can take your book and make money in all these different ways. And if you even just used one of them, you could increase your business by as much as 25%. We've seen our authors do that, certainly. So the link that I have is a little bit long. So I'm going to just give you my email and then I'll give you the link. But my email is helen@authorbridgemedia.com. helen@authorbridgemedia.com. And you can email me and I'll send that over. The URL link is a little bit long. It's ghostwriter-needed.com/freegiftsfromhelen.html. So again, that's a little bit long. So I think just email me, helen@authorbridgemedia.com, and I'll send that over to you.
Fabulous. So we will be back after our short break from honoring our sponsors.
Be you to the fullest. That's beautiful. And it is the secret to living your life on purpose. But so many people suffer not knowing who they are and what they are here for because of the ongoing influences shooting all over us. Are you ready to break free, take back your power, and discover exactly what makes you, you? Your Own University is the number one online self-awareness community, here to help you confidently know yourself and step into your ideal life. Our directory is full of highly qualified personal coaches that have helped over 100,000 women from all over the world transform their lives inside and out. Come fall in love with yourself and discover true fulfillment at yourownuniversity.com.
From the best-selling author of From Bondage to Happiness, Antika Lisha will personally walk you through her new program featuring her radical forgiveness, Freedom Formula. This is for you if you are ready to once and for all be released from the chains of past abuse and take your power back. Radical Forgiveness is a 5-week step-by-step system to release the chains of a traumatic past trapping in fear, reactivity, and stress, and gently free you, allowing you to take your power back and claim your beautiful life. Get instant access to your first video and a free 60-minute discovery session with Antika herself, a $250 value, at antikalibby.com/radicalforgiveness.
The It's Your Turn radio show with Denise Dominguez is on every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern. Join Denise Dominguez, an empowerment and relationship coach, as she invites experts on for interviews and how they help women with their knowledge and expertise to break through that stuck space you're in. You'll learn tools and techniques to move forward in life with confidence and clarity that Denise will share with you. Listen every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern by going to blogtalkradio.com/yourownuniversityradio.com. The It's Your Turn Radio Show with Denise Dominguez.
Hi there, this is Lucy McMonagle. I'm an abundance breakthrough coach, author, public speaker, and I'm the host of the Wealthy Wednesday radio show. I'm on a mission to empower 100,000 women that have it in her heart to make an impact on her world and desire to become wealthy millionaires. I do this by combining my years of spirituality in clearing and blessing prayers, meditation. Plus, I also have practical tools and strategies so that I can empower these women to uncover their money saboteurs, create more happiness and wealth in their life. Go to my website at lucymcmonagle.com. That's LucyMcMonagle.com and sign up for this phenomenal free gift that I have especially for you. The Wealthy Wednesday radio show is on every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Join me, Lucy McMonagle, an abundance breakthrough coach, author, and public speaker, as your host, as I interview expert guests that will inspire and empower you. Listen every Wednesday or catch the archived shows by going to blogtalkradio.com/ambitious women unite radio. That's blogtalkradio.com/ambitious women unite radio. Join me, your host, Lucy McMonagle, for the Wealthy Wednesday radio show every Wednesday. Welcome back to the Wealthy Wednesday radio show. This is your host, Lucy McMonagle. I'm so incredibly excited. We have Helen Chang, who is a ghost writer, and she has been discussing with us in the earlier half of the radio show on how she became a ghost writer, the 5 steps for writing a book as a ghost writer. She's also discussed the differences between how the different publishing companies, the different publishing models, and she is also the CEO of Author Bridge Media. This company has assisted nearly 300 authors to write and publish their books so that they can raise their credibility, attract more sales, and inspire people worldwide. Helen has been a ghostwriter for many, many years, and when ghostwriting her first book, she wrote an inspiring story that was deemed unmarkable for her very first book, and she discussed that in the earlier half of this radio show. So please make sure you listen to the earlier half so that you understand how that really affected her, but it also gave her the strength, the perseverance, and the ability to come back far better. And she was able to take that first book as her ghostwriting experience and make it into memorable messages and turn the seller into a best-selling seller who has since earned $100 million in his business as the author. Let's give a warm welcome back for Helen. Welcome back to the show, Helen.
Thank you, Lucy. It's such a pleasure to be speaking with you because you are so successful yourself. You are so great at creating abundance for people and opening their minds so that they can receive that kind of abundance. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for really providing us with the different information, the different tips for having a best-selling book and being able to choose how to design the book, how to get the book published, and what kind of methods do you have for publishing. And now a lot of the individuals will be deciding, okay, so I've decided to self-publish, we've decided to go with Helen's company or another company or somewhere in between, as you mentioned, for the different types of publishing. But how does one become the number one Amazon bestseller? Because today, Amazon is pretty much the first place people go when they look up for books.
That's right. That's right. Amazon is now the new Borders bookstore. It's now the neighborhood bookstore because it's actually very personal. And people can look it up on their phones, their iPads, their tablets, their laptops to just find a book or find an audio that they need and download it immediately. So Amazon is absolutely very important. And I actually call it a matchmaker. It is a worldwide matchmaker in that people who are stuck on a problem. So let's say they're deciding whether they want to how to increase sales immediately, or they want to know how to grow petunias, for example, in a certain type of weather, or they want to know how to help their heart that might be having a cardiology problem. Well, where are they going to go? They're going to go to Amazon, and Amazon's the matchmaker to entrepreneurs, experts, business people, and coaches who have their books up on Amazon. And that little thumbnail of a book cover and the description of the book cover becomes, it's kind of like a profile on a matchmaking site telling people what your expertise is and why you're the one for them. And then they're clicking on that button, getting your book, learning about you, and then through that they can attend your workshops, consulting services, and so on. So sorry, that's a really long preamble, Lucy, but that's the importance of Amazon. So this matchmaker, if you are there, having a number one Amazon bestseller is a very nice title to give you credibility. And the way it works is that you can go on Kindle, which actually has fewer titles than Amazon itself, and find the category that your book is in. So let's say your book is about, writing resumes. I'm just making this up. Writing resumes. Well, writing resumes could be under several different categories, such as, say, business. Business letters, business documentation, business queries, etc. So what you want to do is find the category that has the least number of books, the least number of books in that category, so that your book is more competitive. And when the time comes for your book to come out, you can post it and ask people to buy in a short period of time, and that will make your ranking go up, and you have the opportunity to become a number one bestseller in that category, and that follows over into the different formats of books, Amazon, and then you have that designation as a number one bestseller. But because there are so many different categories, there are many bestsellers in many categories every single day, but you get that designation. So there's a lot more to it. There's SEO, there's posting content within Amazon, and so on and so forth. But the bottom line is that it can be done. And we have an expert as part of our network that actually helps people become Amazon number one bestsellers. And it's just a really good boost for our authors.
Wow. And that's really important to be able to have that Amazon bestseller topic for you and being able to really have the notoriety of getting your message out there, having the credibility of having a book, and being able to be an inspiration for other people. And individuals who are looking at starting to write their own book and looking at their benefits, or maybe we've decided to help them with thinking about, maybe I can write a book now, because you've given so many tips, so many ways that they can really truly have their voice heard and their personal story heard And, you know, some of the questions that a person might be looking at is, it sounds really expensive to write a book and to get it self-published and to do all the marketing. So what are some of the top ways to make money back on a book after they've published it?
So, well, as I said, the free gift itself offers 37 ways to generate revenue with your book. So I'm happy to give that to our listeners today. And what I'd like to share are the top five ways that people make revenue from their book. And these are the top five ways that I've seen from my clients who have raised their businesses or seen business increased by as much as 25% and beyond. So if you use just one of these ways, you can definitely see revenue come back to your business and make back the investment on the book. If you use a combination, you're going to see multiple returns for the life of the book, for the life of your business, for years to come. So what is the number one way that we have found that people make money from their book? So the number one way is to actually sell the book or give the book away with live speaking engagements. So if you are a speaker, or if you're not a speaker, even if you're just speaking at the library or speaking at the local Rotary Club or an entrepreneurs club or a meetup group, a book is a really good thing to give as a takeaway gift. And it cements it. It helps people remember who you are and what it is. And typically, professional speakers that we know, they're able to increase their speaking fees by anywhere from 20% to 50% because they're bundling it with a book as part of their talk. So that's the number one way, is speaking. The second way that we found that people increase or generate revenue from their book is by giving the book away free to their existing clients, referral sources, and sales prospects. So one of our authors, Bart Baker, who is an insurance agent, he gave his book to existing clients and to new prospects and to other insurance brokers who were referring clients to him. And the book is a very nice book. It's a hardcover 120-page book. So it looks very credible, looks really good. And he also gave it to his sales team to give to sales prospects. And the sales prospects, when they got the book, they'd say, wow, I didn't know that Bart was an author. Wow. So what happened was that people who were his existing clients felt more confident renewing their policies with him. They were renewing faster. And the people who were prospects were coming in sooner because they saw him as a leader in the industry. And then people who were his referral sources, such as the farmers, agents, division leaders, also would get his book and they'd put it on their bookshelf. And he would walk into their office and he'd see his book there. So they had name recognition, or he had name recognition with them all year long, and they were referring clients to him as well. So what he said was that in the first year, his first book came out in 2014 in April. By the end of the year, he said his revenue for the year had increased by 25%. And that's just giving the book away. He wasn't speaking. He didn't have workshops or anything like that. That was the first year. And he got so much good feedback from the book. People loved the stories in the book. And you would think that a book about insurance would be really boring. But we had incredible stories in there about him. People loved it so much that they started asking him to give talks to groups of insurance agents and to lead workshops. And so now he's doing that, and it has just grown. And again, his business grew by another 20 to 25% last year, 2015, beyond the first year when the book came out. So that book more than paid back the investment that the author made in it. The third way to make back money is to sell pre-orders before your book is published. So that means you can sell it on Kindle as a pre-order. You can sell it to your e-zine list as a pre-order. You can sell it to other people in your network before the book itself is published. So one of our authors, Dani Johnson, she's a wealth trainer and she had a huge following. And so she actually pre-sold her book while we were still writing the drafts. And she sold it from her website and she sold it to her e-zine list and built up that that excitement about the book and basically paid for the entire book, the services, the printing costs, everything before the book even came out. And then since then, she's been generating revenue and now she gives the book away through her website and she uses it as a lead generation tool for people and encourages them to come to her workshops and do her other programs, and that's how she's generating money from the book. But anyway, like I said, the third way is to sell pre-orders for your book before the book comes out. The fourth way is to sell your book in an online launch with your affiliates. So what you can do is have your friends who are affiliates send out an e-zine notice saying that your book is coming out and that they can purchase it. So one of my author friends, John Rowley, he's actually a health and fitness expert. Well, he's had two New York Times best-selling books, and he's also had books sold by email lists through his affiliates. And what he said was that his books through the affiliates actually sold more copies than his books in the bookstores. Why? Because the books in the bookstores sit there. They sit on a shelf. So anyone walking into the bookstore has to go to that category of books, health and fitness. Then they have to look through that whole section. Then they have to be on the right shelf to actually possibly see his book title and pull it out. Whereas with an e-zine list, his affiliates already have a strong relationship with the people on their subscriber list. All they have to do is click a button. They can get a copy of the book and boom, sale is done. So he actually sells more books that way than he does through bookstores, even though he's a New York Times bestselling author. So again, your e-zine list is your tribe or it's your affiliates tribes. So when you sell your books that way, again, you can garner a lot more instant clicks and instant sales.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Those are powerful ways to really make money back on your book and being able to expand from writing your book first. And I'm sure the insurance agent that wrote his book, he wasn't anticipating writing the book and then being asked to speak to other agents and to have him built up. He was, you know, his must have been, or probably could have been, was to help people make the decision about insurance less painful.
Exactly.
And, you know, it actually had some fabulous results. Now, we're almost finished with the Wealthy Wednesday radio show. And I'd like to know, is there any last parting words that you would like to say first? And then could you please give us your website and how individuals will be able to get a hold of your free gift, which goes into more ways on how to make their book be worth more money?
Yes, exactly. Thank you so much. So the last thing I really want to share with our listeners today is that people often ask me, do you think I have a good book? Do you think my story is worth telling? Do you think people will actually be interested in what I have to say? And what I say is, if you want to make a difference in the world, and if that's what your life is about, what your business is about, and what you've been doing, then yes, absolutely. What you have to say is worthwhile. And you're going to make a difference in people's lives through your book. And you have more wisdom and knowledge in you than you give yourself credit for. So yes, if you even have the idea that you want to write a book, then write your book. Don't go to your grave not fulfilling that dream of being able to share your wisdom with others through a book. So that's what I have to, that's the last thing I really want to say.
And that's really, really true also, because there's so much knowledge, there's so much information that an individual has, and their personal story truly makes it completely unique and special.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And again, I'm happy to give away our free ebook, 37 Ways to Generate Revenue with a Book. Just contact me at my email address, helen@authorbridgemedia.com. Authorbridgemedia.com.
Great. And then the free gift, if they wanted to go to the link, is www.ghostwriter-needit.com/freegiftsfromhelen.html. So either send Helen an email at helen@authorbridgemedia.com, or go to the website www.ghostwriter-needit.com/freegiftsfromhelen.html to receive your 37 ways for your book. So Helen, I'd like to thank you for being on the Wealthy Wednesday radio show. It's been such a pleasure, so enlightening, and so informative. This has been a fabulous show, and I am so grateful that you have taken the time out of your busy schedule so that you can provide this information to our audience.
Thank you, Lucy. And thank you to our audience for being here. Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you for listening to the Wealthy Wednesday radio show. I am so pleased and I'm so honored that you have stayed tuned with us for yet another show, providing you with tips and strategies on how you can grow your business and how you can utilize your entrepreneurship, how you can get your word out there and really make an impact on the world that you desire to make. Please go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/Wealthy Wednesday Radio and like our page. Put the comments on our page. Let us know, what did you think about this show? What did you like about it? How would you like new topics coming in the future? And how can we empower you? If you'd like to get a hold of me directly, you can go to my website at lucimcmonagle.com. That's LucimCMonagle.com. And I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Until next time, abundant blessings.
Thanks for listening to the Wealthy Wednesday radio show with Lucy McMonagle. That's on every Wednesday. Join us next time for more inspiration and empowerment from various topics and expert guests. To personally contact Lucy McMonagle, visit LucimCMonagle.com. That's LucyMcMonagle.com. Until next time, many blessings.